And you're listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. My name is Spike, and I will be with you here until 7:30, bringing you the best in new independent Canadian music from coast to coast, from all genres. We got lots of great music lined up for you today, including some CITR debuts from the likes of Mohawk Lodge, Portico, Mark Berube, The National Parks, and Departures. As well, we're going to have some guests in the studio today talking about a gig that's going to be going off tomorrow at Richards on Richards. We're talking about Maya Miller and Becky Black from The Pack, as well as Jay Chetwynd, who is promoting the whole gig that's going on tomorrow at Richards, as well as Dusty from The Hits, who will be playing on the bill. The other two bands on the bill alongside The Pack and The Hits also include Vultures and The Hotel Lobbyists. We'll let you know more about that in just a shake, but in the meantime, we're going to get today's show started with a little something from the brand new release from International Falls called Achievement. The name of the track that we're going to start off today's program with is called Building a Building. This is The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. Here is International Falls.
Let me be. something the hell away from here. Gonna get a waterproof shack, something the hell away from here.
And you are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. And on this sunny Friday, the 13th evening, we started off today's program with a little something from International Falls local band, who just released a brand new CD, which we just got in here in the studio, called Achievement, self-released effort. We heard the track called Building a Building. And following that, we heard a little something from The Pack, who will be playing a gig tomorrow at Richards on Richards. We'll fill you in on the deets in just a moment. From their debut CD, Tintype, we heard the track called Gold Rush. And we have Becky and Maya from The Pack, as well as Jay, who is promoting tomorrow's show. Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey. Spike.
Hello.
And, yeah, you guys are going to be playing a gig tomorrow at Richards on Richards. Do you want to let us know what's the what on that?
Basically, what's going on is this is going to be one of the last chances people in BC will get to see an all-local lineup of fantastic bands at Richards on Richards. Doom Day is coming for that club. There's a dire need, apparently, for more condos in Yaletown.
Yeah.
More purse puppies need places to live, so everybody needs to come out and check out these awesome bands tomorrow night.
So there you go. Richards on Richards may no longer be any longer. So what a good opportunity to make it out to Richards on Richards tomorrow evening. Starting doors are at 9, and who's on the bill?
First up will be the Vultures, followed by the Hotel Lobbyists. The Pack will be going on at about 11:30 approximately, followed up by the Hits, finishing off the show.
Sweet, sweet. So and you're doing a rather interesting way of selling the tickets and getting the word out here. Let the people know how they can grab themselves some tickets.
Well, people can call me on my phone at 778-288-0666. And what I'll do is I'll put you on the will call list, and you can get the advance ticket price of only $10, or you can get them at the door for $12. It's still a killer deal. Just over $2 to see each of the bands. So
sweet.
It's an amazing show for an amazing price.
So there you go, sort of shaking the Ticketmaster thing, which is kind of good to see for a Richards on Richards show, since they're sort of a bit of a stalwart in the Ticketmaster fold, I guess. So how did that get set up, that you decided to promote and sell the tickets yourself, and did you find any sort of hesitation on the club's part?
Well, basically, it evolved from me getting sick of spending extra money every time I go to buy a ticket for a computer to spit me out a ticket. Yeah. And I'm more concerned with the bands getting the ability to self-promote and to make money from their own ticket sales. So the bands have been selling tickets, and I've been selling tickets to keep it a little more personal. And so we as a collective can give Ticketmaster a big old middle finger, if you know what I'm saying.
Excellent, excellent. Definitely know what you're saying. And have you been having good chats with the people that have been buying tickets? People really excited about
this? Definitely. I'm out there every day, two or three times, doing my own postering. I got a couple other buddies that are doing postering, and people will ask me what the poster's for that I'm putting up. And when they're done reading it, I've had people buy tickets off me right on the street, and it can't get any more personal than that.
Cool. And do you want to plug your website as well? People can find out more about what you guys are doing. So what's your promotion company called?
Smokin' Entertainment, and it's just a MySpace deal right now. And yeah, people can check it out at Smokin' Entertainment on MySpace.
/ Smokin' Entertainment.
That's right.
So there you go. Check that out on MySpace, and you can find out more about that gig and anything else that Smokin' Entertainment are doing as well. And are you moving out east as well?
Moving to Nova Scotia.
Heard some murmurings about that. Does that mean we're no longer going to see shows hosted by Smoke and Entertainment? Or?
Well, you still will, but see, all these great bands that I'm working with in BC are going to be working with me in Nova Scotia now. So,
cool. So that means you'll be bringing out some East Coast bands for our musical appetites?
Well, I'll be hopefully hooking them up with some shows out here, but I'll be primarily concentrating on getting the bands that I've dealt with here shows in Nova Scotia.
Cool. Well, that's what it's all about is hooking up and making the connections. And so thank you for coming in, Jay. And it's my pleasure to plug the show tomorrow, because it's going to be a kick-ass night of good old-fashioned 60s, 70s style hard rock and blues tomorrow. So you'll want to check it out for sure.
Damn right. Listeners, whoever's out there right now, if you have good taste in music or think you do, Richards on Richards is the place to be tomorrow night.
Excellent. And Becky and Maya, thanks for coming back. This is your first time back on this show since you graced us with your presence back in late May. Yeah. And how are you feeling about tomorrow's show? You guys have been pretty busy, I guess.
Stoked would be the word. I don't know. This is, I think that we're really fortunate that we get the chance to play at this venue before it doesn't exist anymore. That's kind of... I don't know, that's going to be really special.
Yeah, it was the same way with the Marine Club.
Yeah, we managed to be one of the last bands that played at the Marine Club, too.
I think we're getting a history of closing down.
Tell people that we do that. No. We play your venue, it's cursed.
Have you played Richards yet?
No.
You haven't yet at this point.
No, this will be the largest venue we've ever played.
Yeah.
So, it's kind of...
Wow.
It's kind of exciting, nerve-wracking, but... Cool, you know.
Excellent. And what a sweet little venue to check you guys out at as well. Perfect sight lines and good acoustics. So.
Yeah, no, it'll be so incredible. But we're very sad to lose Jay.
Yes.
I think Nova Scotia will be very happy, but...
Hopefully so.
So we're going to play something else from the PAX Tintype CD. Was there a track that you wanted the kids to listen to here? Or Jay, did you want to
All damn day long.
All damn day long.
That's what I've been doing, thinking about this show all damn day long. So
there you go. So we're going to start off this set with a little bit of something more from the PAX debut CD Tintype. And then we're going to follow it up with something from a couple of the other bands that will be on tomorrow's bill over at Richards on Richards. We'll probably follow it up with some Vultures and maybe some Hotel Lobbyists in the next set. And then, of course, some hits. Hopefully, Dusty from the Hits will be coming to grace our presence quite soon here. And we'll play something from their band CD quite soon here as well. But in the meantime, here is the pack with All Damn Day Long to start off this set of music here on The Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9.
I got up this morning, and these blues, they follow me all day long. I got up this morning, and these blues, they follow me all day long. Getting my coffee, getting under my feet. Well, I'm gonna give these blues to everybody I meet at home. Follow me all day long. Get in my car, getting into my face. Well, I'm gonna give these blues to you, even that case. Wow. Everything that I do makes it all day wrong. it's getting into my dreams. Well, I'm gonna give these blues even sleeping seams. Oh. I've been waiting on no
baby, nothing that is afraid. I'm alive.
And you are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. My name is Spike, and we just played you something from a three-pack of bands that are going to be playing tomorrow at the Richards on Richards venue. And you want to check it out. It's going to be a great gig. We just ended off with something from White Rock, BC's The Hits, from their brand new CD, their debut CD, Hello Everybody, We Are The Hits. And we heard the track called School's Out. And previous to that, we heard from Vultures from their CD, If You're Not With Us, You're Against Us. We heard the track called Take It Easy. And we started off with another track from the PAX awesome debut CD from the 13MC Music label. We heard the track called All Damn Day Long by request from Mr. Jay Chetwynd. So excellent selection there, Jay.
Thank you.
Thank you. And yeah, like I mentioned, there's going to be a sweet little four bill of local bands happening down at Richards on Richards. Let's let the listeners know once again what's going on tomorrow and how they can snag themselves some tickets to the event. Jay?
Well, it's getting to be crunch time for tickets. It's going to be up to my lovely girlfriend at the door selling them, and there's going to be lots available. I would hope people would get down there by 9:30 to ensure being able to get a ticket still, but
yes,
it's going to be a great lineup. It's going to be, I'm saying without a doubt, the best lineup of local acts to hit a stage in Vancouver this year.
I would tend to agree, and it's a pretty busy concert night tomorrow, and I'm giving this gig preferential treatment myself because it's going to be a pretty smoking night of rock and blues.
Awesome.
So get on out there if you like the vintage raw rock, and you won't be too disappointed yourself. Maya and Becky from the pack, who are going to be, I guess, co-headlining the show. You get the opening, the runner-up slot, the primo slot, actually, is what I like to call it. And you're going to be going on at what time are you going to be going on tomorrow?
11:25.
At 11:25. So that's a good night. Still give you a lot of drinking time. Still give you a lot of time to rock out throughout the night. The night is still young at 11:25, but you want to make sure at the very least, if you are going to Richards on Richards tomorrow, that you want to treat yourself to a set by the pack by showing up at 11:25. But of course, like I said yesterday, doors open at 9, and everything gets started at what were you saying? At about 10 o'clock. Is usually
first band will be going on at 9:45 sharp.
Okay, and that will be Vultures, right?
That's right.
Okay, who we just heard in the last set. And we're going to play some more bands who are going to be at tomorrow's shindig down at Richards on Richards. The one band that we haven't played yet that are in the lineup are the Hotel Lobbyists. So we're going to be listening to something from their brand new CD. And it's, what was it called? It was something, Prehistoric Beaver? Jurassic Beaver. And the name of the track that we're going to be listening to is actually that one called Black Lip Balm, which we'll listen to in just a moment here. We're going to be chatting some more with Jay Chetwynd and Maya Miller and Becky Black from the pack after this set of music. Here is the Hotel Lobbyists, who will be playing tomorrow at Richards on Richards, from their CD Jurassic Beaver, which was just released this summer. Here is the track called Black Lip Balm to get this set of music started here on The Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9.
Thank you. Hi, this is Ron McLean of Hockey/Movie Night in Canada. You're listening to CITR 101.9.
Shoes. I've been waiting all night for you. I've been taking too much abuse. No matter what I do, I know it never comes back to you.
And you are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. My name is Spike. And we're just a little bit before halfway point of the program here, bringing you the best in independent Canadian music from coast to coast. We just heard from a band that was another pick from Jay, our special guest, one of our special guests in the studio today. We heard something from a Vancouver band called Trushel, and this is from an EP they have called the 333 EP. And we heard the track called Highway 2. Before that, we heard a little something from the Hits, of course, out of White Rock, BC. They will be playing tomorrow as part of the bill over at Richards on Richards. From the CD, Hello Everybody, We Are the Hits, we heard the track called Broken Hearted. And we started off with the Hotel Lobbyists, a little meandering number, jammy type of number from their CD, Jurassic Beaver, which is a self-released effort as well. We heard the track called Black Lip Balm. And Jay, nice pick on the Trushel.
Thank you very
track
much.
There.
They're a great band.
But let us know a little bit about Trushel, because they're a bit of a discovery of yours,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, they're a local three-piece. Enrique, Wade, and Terry, they're doing a show at the Penthouse, I think this Sunday coming up.
Okay.
But, you know, they always reminded me of like an early-stage Nirvana meets an early-stage Police. They've got a good, true, gritty, organic sound. They've always been great guys and always willing to put on a great show for people. So
yeah, and that track that we played sounded pretty solid there. It's got a definite Britpop leaning for sure. If you like the jangly guitars and whatnot, and everybody playing on stop nickel time there, it's
the thing about their music is every song, you know, it's you could never listen to a whole Trushel album and think that it's the same band.
Yeah.
You know, from song to song, they're
nice.
Broad. Yeah.
Sweet. Sweet. So they're going to be playing at the Penthouse, another one of my favorite venues as far as sound is concerned, actually, when it comes right down to it.
Yeah, they have a show coming up. Once again, I don't know the exact date, but coming up soon at the Penthouse.
So if you want to check them out, you can actually go to their MySpace page, which is myspace.com/Trushel, and spelled T-R-E-S-H-E-L-L, and you can find out about gigs that they have coming up. In fact, do they have it listed here? No,
it's right on that poster.
Oh, it's on the poster. Let's have a look here. Oh, this is good radio, folks. Sunday, July 15th at the Penthouse. $5 cover. So, doors are at 8 o'clock. Show starts at 8:30. And it's going to be Trushel. You Broke It, You Fix It, The Price of Drugs. And another band that I actually can't read on the poster, unfortunately. But if you go to the website, myspace.com/Trushel, you can find out all the deets on that one. That should be a pretty good gig. Like I say, the Penthouse is a sweet little gig space. If you haven't been there, treat yourself to a good, intimate gig with excellent sound. And you, like I say, you won't be too let down about what you see there. So go check that out. We are plugging on today's show, your guys' show, which is happening tomorrow at Richards on Richards. It's going to be featuring the Pack. We have Maya and Becky from the Pack. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
And also on the bill, of course, is the Hotel Lobbyists, Vultures, and co-headliners The Hits and Dusty Shots. Hopefully should be coming into the studio before everything is said and done here.
Leave Langley, Dusty. Leave it behind.
And let's hope the poor sun-toasted guy makes it here before everything's all said and done. But at the very least, we're going to be playing some more tracks from The Hits before the show is over. We're going to get into another set of music here shortly with another track from the Hotel Lobbyists as picked by Maya and Becky. But first, I want to speak with you guys. It's been over almost 2 months, actually, since we've had you guys on the air here on the Canadian Way.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys have played an armload of gigs over the last few weeks' time. How's that been going for you guys? You wandered over to the States? And
Yeah.
It's been pretty good for us guys.
as guys. Yeah. Portland. We went to Portland. And it was really... we had a great show in Portland. Amazing people there. Great place. Actually, we're going back there in August. We're going to play at a place called Billy Ray's Dive. It's actually a house, which they turn into a bar, and it's an annual goat roast and catfish fry.
Wow, sweet.
Like, it's awesome. You can say we played that.
And that's in Portland. What day is that going to be happening?
That's August 25th
August 25th.
Yeah.
Wow, good way to spend your late Yeah. August nights there if you want to make the trek down to Portland. Do you know who you're playing with on the bill?
Yep, we're playing with Drunken Prayer. They're a Portland band. They're amazing. We played with them this last time we were in Portland. And a band called Gravel Road from Seattle. And they're really sort of like dirty blues punk band. And actually, we're going to be bringing both those bands up. Hopefully, I've got to call, make some calls and bring them up to Vancouver and do a show with them in the fall.
Cool.
Yeah,
cool.
Really good stuff.
So you guys are getting quite the network going stateside and over on the island. I guess hotel lobbyists are also from Nanaimo originally?
Yes, they are, yeah. Hotel lobbyists.
Some of them. Most of them?
Well, I think most of them. No, not most of them. Half? Maybe half? I don't remember. Anyway, they're really great guys.
And
really
Nanaimo Vancouver co-production.
Yeah.
So we're going to play something else from the Hotel Lobbyists in just a moment. But before we do that, is there any other gigs that you guys got coming up in the next little while?
Well, we're playing in Kelowna next week. We're playing July 28th. We're playing at the Green Mountain Music Festival in Nanaimo. I can plug that.
Yeah.
It's actually organized by James from the Hotel Lobbyists. It's his brainchild.
Sweet.
And it's going to be a great day. We're playing Stumbler's Inn, Hotel Lobbyists, The Smokes, Shiloh Lindsay, Lonesome Valley Singers, Chelsea Wakelin. If I'm leaving someone out, I feel horrible. But I think that the Paper Boxes, Lost Tycoons. I think that that's No Horses, I think, might be playing.
Excellent. Wow, that's pretty packed. And where's that happening?
That's
over
in Nanaimo.
That's in Nanaimo, yeah.
It's and then we'll be playing a show in Vancouver that same night.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. Yes, by some strange booking misunderstandings, we're playing in the morning in Nanaimo and then catching a ferry and playing a show at the Cottage Bistro.
Wow.
Yeah, for disaster
busy
days. Yeah.
Sweet. That'll be a good venue for you guys as well.
Yeah.
Nice little intimate setting.
I think it'll be good. There's lots of knocking happening. Dusty might be here.
Oh, okay. So let's get to some more music, actually, right now from Hotel Lobbyists. We're going to be playing a track. If their page will come up here. The name of the track that we're going to be playing is called Dahlia, and this one is also from their CD Jurassic Beaver. And, you want to check out on the 25th in Nanaimo. Where is that happening? Is that happening down at a park there or something?
It's the 28th in Nanaimo. And you can go onto the Hotel Lobbyists MySpace page. Or no, you can go on the Green Mountain Music Festival MySpace page, and there's directions. It's actually on a farm somewhere in Nanaimo that I can't describe.
Okay, so it looks like Dusty is actually here. So we'll let the boy in, and we'll play some Dahlia from the Hotel Lobbyists, and they'll be playing tomorrow as part of the gig at Richards on Richards, so check this out.
What kind of man do you think I am, honey? said I am. Hey! No, 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 yeah. You're gonna and run with another man.
Light me up, baby!
Oh!
And you are listening to The Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9. My name is Spike. And you just heard a track from a group that we have guests from in the studio here, from the Hits and their CD. Hello, everybody. We are the Hits. We heard the track called Wind Me Up, which is the album opener. And, of course, before that, we heard from the Hotel Lobbyists by request by Maya and Becky from the Pack. From their Jurassic Beaver CD, we heard the track called Dahlia. And, of course, the Hits, the Hotel Lobbyists, the Pack, and Vultures will be playing tomorrow at Richards on Richards. Doors are at 9. Gig will be starting at 9:45 with Vultures taking the stage first. And as I just mentioned, we have a couple band members from one of the other bands that will be playing, the Hits. We have Dusty and Lou. Say hi and introduce yourselves.
Howdy, I'm Lou.
Hey everybody, it's me, Dusty.
And how are you guys feeling about the gig tomorrow? It's going to be a pretty smoking night of sort of like-minded bands.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. The best show that we can ever kind of remember having was the last time we played Richards. So we're expecting it to be pretty fun.
Sweet, so. Sweet. And how long, I guess, this will be just your second time playing Richards, I guess?
Yeah.
And is this the biggest venue that you guys have played up until now, or...?
Yeah, up until now, it's the biggest venue we've played. So. Yeah. But give it a little time.
And how do you guys feel about the fact that this is pretty much going to be it for that club?
Pretty bummed out, actually. Yeah. We were just thinking about it today. Like, it's been on our minds a lot lately about just the venues just falling off the map in Vancouver, like dropping like flies, like one a month, it seems, another live rock venues, you know. And
like we loved the Pick. Like, that was, like, one of our favorite places. Like, last year, like this is actually going to be right around my birthday. It was my birthday this past weekend, and so this is going to be kind of like my birthday party for this show.
Well, there you go. And happy belated birthday.
Well, thank you. And it's going to be his birthday as well, Dusty's birthday.
Happy birthday. Wow. It's going to be a festive night.
Yeah, and then, so, like, last year, on my birthday, we actually played the Pick, and it was, like, the greatest birthday I'd ever had in my life.
Sweet.
Because, like, we just love playing there so much.
Sweet.
It's just so fun.
A nice coincidence is I met my girlfriend of 4 years there at the Pick Pub, and it's actually her birthday today, so happy birthday to Shauna. Wow. And
happy birthday
Shauna.
A lot of coincidences.
So there you go, coincidence-ity. But let's talk a bit about the CD. Hello everybody, we are the Hits. Is that the full title, we are the Hits, or just we are?
Yeah.
And you guys recorded this album with Mikey Manville.
Yes,
how was that working with him?
Pretty great. Mikey's an ideas man, and he's got a really good ear for songwriting, and so we brought him in just as kind of like that extra set of ears and eyes to just help us out, critique our music a little bit, just make it that much better. And between him and Jason Salia from the Spitfires, who engineered the record and, you know, pretty much kind of was producing it as well, we created a record we're extremely proud of. So.
Wow,
yeah.
Sweet.
It was a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, we've never laughed as hard as those 6 days. It was great.
Awesome. Well, the product is an excellent little album. It's gotten some pretty stiff play here over on the Canadian Way.
Thank you.
How did you guys hook up with Mikey Manville? And
actually, that was through me. I was working with another group, just kind of helping out with a friend named Kim, who's got a band called In Davy's Grip. Just happened to be in studio doing one of her songs, and Mikey Manville was laying down some guitar tracks, and that's kind of how we met.
Cool.
And then I got the chance to see the Manvilles and kind of like their live show and liked his charisma, and we became friends, and I thought he would be a good choice to produce. He'd never produced before either, so.
Wow, so this is the first.
It was kind of his first outing, so it was good.
That's cool. Yeah. And how did Jay figure into the mix? How did he get on board?
Well, Jay actually recorded half of the Manvilles' last record, and I really liked what he did, and he's Jay freaking Solium, so we were just stoked to be able to hang out. Loved all the other stuff he had done, and he's kind of turning to be a bit of a Vancouver legend in his own right in the studio, so... Yeah, we were lucky to work with them.
Well, like I say, the result is an extremely solid album, and we're going to play another track from the CD. Is there a favorite that you guys have on this album?
why don't you hit track 6, Sand in My Shoes? It's a nice doozy of a song.
Track 6. Is there a story behind that one?
Well, it's actually about how I don't want to live It was like, at the time, I was kind of tired of living in Vancouver, so I wrote a song about going to California.
There you go.
And so it was like, you know, sand in my shoes, because you're down on the beach and you get sand in your shoes.
Awesome. So here's, sorry, what were you going to say?
Oh, I was just going to say that it's kind of funny. This song is kind of more our more most produced song with, like, lots of parts and a little more confusing and overwritten than our other stuff. But I like it.
Is it one we hear live? Is it one we'll hear tomorrow?
It's possible. You might have to request it, but it definitely might show up.
So here we go. Sand in my toes?
In my shoes.
Sand in my shoes by the Hits. To start off this set of music here on The Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9.
start and to snow.
This is the Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9. We just heard something from Vultures, yet another band that is playing at tomorrow's big gig happening over at Richards on Richards. From their CD, If You're Not With Us, You're Against Us, we heard the track called Maybe Tomorrow. And before that, we heard from The Pack, who will be co-headlining the gig along with The Hits, who we have here in the studio as well. From their Tintype CD, we heard the track called Cabin, and that one's yet another favorite here on The Canadian Way. And as I just said, we have Jay Chetwynd, who is promoting tomorrow's big show happening over at Richards on Richards. Thank you for coming in, Jay, and chatting with us this hour. And we also have Dusty and Lou from The Hits. Hi, guys. Thanks for coming by as well. And
you're welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Not a problem. And you guys are going to be co-headlining the gig with The Pack. You guys get the very last spot, I guess, of the night.
We get the one stay awake after the primo slot.
Yeah, after the primo slot. So what time are you hitting the stage? That's going to be about 12...
About
12:30,
in and around there.
So there you go. Check that out if you're there tomorrow and want to go outside for smoke. Make sure you're back in for 12:30 and catch The Hits. Of course, the entire lineup tomorrow is Vultures, The Hits, The Pack, and The Hotel Lobbyists. And it should be a great evening of local music. And Dusty and Lou, we have been chatting about the new album, which has slowly been getting more spins here on the Canadian Way as more and more people have been giving good feedback about this one, as we have with the PAX CD as well. Two bands that have had good following here with the Canadian Way's listeners. So hopefully we should be able to get quite a few people out to the show today. But the CD, when did you guys record that? When was that all done? And is there another one?
Like the beginning of February.
Yeah.
Right? Because there's like the first two weekends, or maybe the last weekend of January and the first weekend of February.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's when we did it. And then it took a while.
Then we had to go back a month later because like we had a show on the weekend of the second weekend.
Yeah.
And that was when I was doing vocals. And my voice was already a little sore, so we did like the first day of vocals, and they sounded a little rough, and then we had a show that night, and then the next day, and like for some reason, I don't know, I had it in me that like I could stay up late, and drink all night, and everything would be fine. So then the next morning, my vocals were just so brutal.
Oh my
And
gosh.
So we had to go back like a month later, fix them all.
Yeah.
We kept a few of them though, because it had like a good growl, but some of them were just like bad.
is there going to be, are you guys heading back into the studio anytime soon? Is there another recording that we're going to hear from you guys?
Hopefully.
Yeah. We can record every 6 months, but we just don't have the money.
Yeah.
I think we want to tour this record, just waiting for some representation and some distribution, and then we'll probably head on into a sweet tour in the springtime. And hopefully get to visit our buddy Jay all the way out in Nova Scotia sometime in the spring.
Cool.
And we're just going to keep going with Hello Everybody We Are for now. And
what sort of upcoming gigs do you guys got before we let you go here? Any gigs that you want to get the listeners out to that are happening over the next couple months?
Well, I don't know if you've heard, but we have a pretty amazing show tomorrow night. Richards on Richards. But aside from that, the following weekend, we're playing with our good buddy Rich Hope, probably the best blues guitar player. He's a guy in Vancouver.
Pretty solid.
He's amazing, and we're playing with him at the Fairview. And then after that, we've got...
When is that, the Saturday? Or?
I believe so, yeah.
Saturday at the Fairview at with the Rich Fairview Hope and his Evil Doers?
Yes.
So it's the whole nine yards.
The whole nine yards, which is a drummer. But it's pretty rad.
Should be a crazy night, so check that out next Saturday night, a week tomorrow at the Fairview Pub. And what else do you have?
After that, then we are doing the Nerve Benefit Show. Actually, the Pack is playing as well. And I think that's on the 9th?
Yes.
Yes, August 9th.
Yes, August 9th.
I was under the impression it was on the 2nd, but I was wrong.
Where's that one happening, guys?
At the Plaza Club.
At the Plaza Nightclub. Yeah. So excellent venue as well. So
it's great.
Get on out to that and support Nerve Magazine. Got to always support the local print publications as they're dying just as fast as the clubs in this city. So,
No kidding.
So, check that out next Saturday evening, which is the 20th, and August 9th or the 20th is happening over at
the Fairview.
At the Fairview Pub,
yeah.
And the 9th of August is happening over at the Plaza.
Yeah.
So check those out. And if you want to go to your website, what is that? Are you guys preferring the MySpace thing as well?
Yeah, for now, our MySpace is just myspace.com/the_hits.
Hits. So yeah. There you go. So you want to make sure you get out tomorrow. $10 if you get your tickets tonight.
$12 at the door.
And $12 at the door. And
yeah.
Do you want to drop the number on them?
The phone number for getting advanced tickets up until midnight tonight is 778-288-0666.
That number
again?
Leave
a message. 778-288-0666.
And if you happen to miss that, we can give you the phone number again. But if the first person to call us at 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR, and let us know at least one of the bands that are going to be playing tomorrow at the at Richards on Richards, they will net themselves a ticket for themselves and a guest, a plus one. Wow, sweet. To tomorrow's gig over at Richards on Richards as well. Dusty and Lou are throwing in a copy of the Hits CD. Hello, everybody. We are. So give us a call here, 604-822-2487. Do it now. And we're going to play one more track from the Hits. We're going to play the album closer, which is I'm Coming. And this is a great little tune as well. We played this in the past. Is there a story behind this one as well? Or?
Not really. No. I don't know. I just wrote a song about going on tour and having it totally screw up and then saying that you're coming home. That's essentially it.
The same old story,
yeah,
as it were.
Yeah.
So this is some Hits to start off this next set of music of bands that are playing tomorrow at Richards on Richards. And I want to thank you, Dusty and Lou, for coming by from the Hits.
Thanks for having us.
Jay, I want to thank you for coming as well. Good luck with the gig tomorrow.
Thank you very much. I just wanted to let the listeners know quickly that this could be somewhat of a warm-up show. The next step for the pack and the Hits is the Commodore. So come see them for $12 at Richards on Richards tomorrow and see what you're in store for when they play the Commodore.
And it's going to be an excellent venue, excellent sound, should be an excellent atmosphere, so check it out. And I also want to thank Maya and Becky, who are in the back of the room here from the pack.
Thanks!
Good luck tomorrow, and thank you for coming by once again, and good luck with all of your future endeavors.
Thank you.
And all of you, feel free to come back to the Canadian Way anytime in the future and let us know what's going in your guys' worlds. Here is something from the Hits, the album closer from Hello Everybody, We Are the Hits, or We Are. Here is I'm Coming to start off this set of music here on the Canadian Way on CITR FM 101.9.
Too long that I've been gone, but I know what to do.
into next week. Rain in the forecast. It's just fog right through Tuesday.
And you are listening to The Canadian Way. We're just about wrapping things up here. I want to thank Jay Chetwynd, local promoter extraordinaire, who's holding that great gig that's happening over at Richards on Richards tomorrow. And also want to thank Maya and Becky from the Pack. And they're going to be co-headlining the gig with The Hits. And we had Dusty and Lou from The Hits in as well. And I want to thank all those guys and gals for coming in and informing us all about this great gig that's going to be going on tomorrow at Richards on Richards. It's The Hits, The Pack, The Hotel Lobbyists, and Vultures, and a great evening of raw 60s, 70s style freedom rock and blues for you. And hey, it's all local as well, so that's pretty sweet. We'll let you know that you just heard something from Vancouver's very own Ghost House, and that is a project that involves Katie Lappy, formerly of Operation Makeout, and Cadeau, as well as Jesse Gander, formerly of DBS and Operation Makeout. And their new project, new CD, is called Departures, can be found on the Reluctant Recordings label. And they got a series of EPs coming out in between every album. If you go down to Scratch Records, you can buy the Ghost House series, and they'll send them all to you in mail with a nice little case. And that's pretty awesome. And all the sleeves are hand-printed, as screen-printed as well, so that's pretty sweet. From Ghost House's Departures, we heard the track called The Crows Know, and that is a CITR debut. We're going to wrap up today's program before we throw it on over to African Rhythms with David Love Jones with another CITR debut from Victoria's... Vancouver, from Victoria originally, Mohawk Lodge, from their brand-new CD, which I seem to have lost the cover to somehow. Actually, it's right here. And it's a track called, it's a CD called Wildfires. It can be found on the White Whale Records label. We're going to be listening to the track called Timber. This is another CITR debut to wrap up this week's edition of The Canadian Way. Remember, every Friday evening from 6 until 7:30, The Canadian Way storms the airways, bringing you the best in independent Canadian music. Remember to always buy Canadian. Go to a local gig or two every week. Support your local live music scene. Here is Mohawk Lodge to start off, or to finish off this edition of The Canadian Way. This is Spike saying have yourself a good weekend. Thanks for tuning in. Bye now.